بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we're going to be covering the dua today of the third day of the month of Ramadan, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us on these few days of the month with the best of his blessings. On the third day we read the dua as follows. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم ارزقني فيه الذهن والتنبيه وباعدني فيه من السفاهة والتمويه واجعل لي نصيبا من كل خير تنزل فيه بجودك يا أجود الأجودين. The dua, or in this dua, the imams are teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with something which is very important, and to keep us away from something else, and they are opposites. The first thing to make note of here is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using this word, urzuqni, okay, Allahumma, or if we read it together, those two words, Allahumma rzuqni, okay, rizq, sustenance, we usually translate that as. Whatever we need in this world, material or spiritual, will be provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He doesn't provide it for us, we will not have it. Material or spiritual, as I mentioned. That's a concept that we need to ponder upon. This is why we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're requesting Him to give these things to us. And we need to come to that realization. That's part of why dua is so recommended. That's part of the reason why it's important to ask God, because this practice makes us realize that we are in need of Him, and it comes from Him, whatever it is that we're asking for and we're in need of. So what are we asking for here? It says, Allahumma rzuqni fihi, in this month, on this day, al-dhihna wa tanbih. Dhihn means understanding. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with understanding and a tanbih. Tanbih means, it's very similar to understanding, but there's a slight difference here. Tanbih means being aware. Okay. When we look at the opposites, when we get to the opposites, I think it'll become a bit more clear. Right now, let me talk about the importance of understanding in general, and then we'll see the difference between the words dhihn wa tanbih when we look at their opposites. That's one of the ways we can fully understand the meaning of words, by looking at their opposites or understanding their opposites. But understanding, one of the greatest blessings that a person may have is understanding. Okay, to have clarity on a matter, to know what's right and what's wrong. All right. Many times we are unaware of what the direction we need to take is, and many times we are unaware that we are unaware. In other words, we're not even looking for that guidance, which is referred to as negligence. We are negligent of our circumstances, of even looking at the matter of what our direction is in life, as individuals, as families, as societies, what our social responsibilities are, what our responsibilities in the family are, and so on and so forth. We don't even know. Where are we headed? What's our direction? What is the right path? What is the right spiritual path? Do we know the answer to those questions? Do we know what it is exactly that we need to avoid to reach the spiritual goals that we need to have? What is our goal in the first place to begin with? When we say spiritual goals, what does that exactly mean? There are many areas we lack understanding. We don't have it. We don't have clarity. We know vaguely and ambiguously there's something non-material we're looking for. There are certain rewards we've been told we're going to get, but what exactly is it? There's very little clarity, I feel, for the majority of believers. There's very little clarity of what our status is right now. What is my position? Where am I exactly? What have I been able to accomplish? Am I really a good believer? Am I not a good believer? Where am I lacking? I don't know. I don't know where I'm standing right now. I don't know what my social status is. What are we exactly supposed to be doing? What is going on? There's many of these areas that we don't have clarity and understanding on. What we're asking here in general is just to have clarity on everything. There's not an area of life that we don't need clarity of direction, understanding of where we're headed, where we're at, how do we get to the goal, how do we reach the destination. We need clarity on all those issues. So that's generally what understanding means, but there's a slight difference between dhihn and a tanbih. I'll get to that. Let's look at the next passage. We ask Allah to give us a dhihn, what tanbih, vaguely we just say understanding. And it says, ba'idni, keep me away from, in this month, on this day, min as-safaha. The first word we have here is the word as-safaha. This apparently is the opposite of the word dhihn. Now we said dhihn generally means understanding, but specifically the difference between that and tanbih. Looking at the opposite, we can explain a bit better. Safaha means stupidity. Okay. It means, for example, for one not to use their God-given intellect and to make decisions and make stupid decisions when you don't use your mind, when you don't use your intellect, when you don't make an effort to understand what's right and what's wrong and make a good decision, then your decisions are going to be without reasoning, without intellect, and they will be stupid. So it has to do with the actions that we're doing. And we want to make sure that we are using the intellect that we've been given in action, which is sometimes referred to as wisdom. Okay. The word wisdom is used. Wise choices. The opposite of that is safaha, stupid choices. Okay. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. If we really look at the decisions we are making, many, if not most, of our decisions lack that wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions many points that are referred to in the Holy Quran as hikmah. Okay. Allama Tabatabai has an interesting explanation of the word hikmah. We usually translate the word hikmah as wisdom. That's why I'm mentioning this. He says the word hikmah means that there's a very solid, if I may call it, understanding that is being provided in that verse. It's the foundation for many other things. It's one of those pillars of thought that everything else should be based on that. The Quran provides these pearls, if we may call them, of wisdom, okay, these pillars of understanding that we should be viewing the world that we live in, the universe, ourselves, all humanity, based on those pillars. We should build our understanding of everything based on that. And then our decision-making should be based on that. Unfortunately, we haven't taken those on board. And because of that, the decisions we are making do not have wisdom. I don't know if you, if maybe for me to explain this example would be good. Sometimes a person thinks they're really smart. They take everything into consideration. In many movies, I think you see that. And then you see somebody else outsmarts them. At the end, they realize that they were playing in the game of somebody else. They thought they were being really smart. Okay. At the end, they realize actually they were pretty dumb. With all the effort they put in to try to figure out how they're going to play this game to win, at the end, they realize they lost. Okay. That's how a lot of us are. We think we're really smart and we're making really wise choices, but we're not taking that wisdom that God has provided for us. And because of that, God forbid, when we die, we realize now, oops, we screwed up. Okay. Terrible mistakes. There was no wisdom in those decisions. They were ridiculous decisions that we made. So this is what we really need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned before, when we're asking God, we need to take steps towards it. If we're asking Him for adhin, intellect, and using that intellect, using the wisdom, we need to go and find that and apply it, as difficult as it may be. So we're asking Him to provide this, help us in understanding those pearls of wisdom and implementing them and avoiding making ridiculous and stupid decisions. So وَبَاعِدْنِي فِيهَ مِنَ السَّفَاهَ. That's one word. The other that we have is السَّفَاهَ وَالتَّمْوِيهَ. تَمْوِيهَ means to be uncertain, unclear. This is a very dangerous state to be in. If you're uncertain, if you're trying to make a decision and things are just not clear, what's going to happen? You're not going to make the right decision. That's what's going to happen. If you remain in the state of confusion, not knowing what's right and what's wrong, then you don't know what direction to take. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clear things up. This is the opposite of the word that was used at the beginning, was tanbih. We ask God to give us tanbih and show us what the right path is. We need His help on every decision that we want to make, for Him to provide clarity that this is the right path. In many instances, we end up not being sure, and that kills us for days, weeks, months, years, not knowing what to do. It's not going to allow you to proceed and move in the right direction. Even if you've come to the conclusion, oh, I do need to make the right choice, I do want to move in the right direction. But if you can't figure out what's right and what's wrong, then you're going to be stuck. In this dua, we're asking Allah to provide that guidance for us to help us not be in a state of confusion where we don't know what's right and what's wrong, which decision is the right decision to make and what decision is the wrong decision to make. As you can see, up to this point, there's a lot of emphasis on and asking about understanding and avoiding a situation where we don't have that understanding. And one of the prayers I would like to make here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the understanding of how important this understanding itself is. Truly, we are negligent of the importance of it. Why? Because if we were aware of the importance of it, we would have spent a lot more time trying to clear things up for ourselves. We're not spending that time because we don't consider it important. We don't see how important it is. The next passage of the dua reads, وَاجْعَلْ لِي نَصِيبًا مِنْ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ تُنْزِلُ فِيهِ بِجُودِكَ يَا أَجْوَدَ الْأَجْوَدِينَ. It says that, Allah, give me a nasib, a portion of every good, in كُلِّ خَيْرٍ تُنْزِلُ, that you cause to descend, because everything comes from above, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a blessing, whatever it is, again, material or spiritual, it comes from Him and it descends upon us, it showers on us, it comes down upon us. كُلِّ خَيْرٍ تُنزِلُ فِيهِ بِجُودِكَ يَا أَجْوَدَ الْأَجْوَدِينَ, which I'll explain that last bit. But first, the wording here is really interesting. First, we're talking about all the good that is coming in the month of Ramadan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that this is a very special month. Special blessings are coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering humanity, all of us, believers, with His special mercy in this month. All right, so we want a piece of that, basically. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason, one of the reasons why I find this passage very interesting and something that there's a lot of eloquence and there's a lot of important, intricate details that need to be attended to and maybe somewhat at least understood. It doesn't mention what good. It says, min kulli khayrin, every good. What's so important about that? It's acknowledging that, God, I don't even know what all the good that You are sending down in this month is. I don't even know. There's many things we don't know. A lot of times we ask things of God that we think we know is good for us. One of the things that we find in the du'as, including this passage here, is that I don't even know what's good for me. I don't even know all the good that's out there that I can receive. You know what's good. You know how much is there. What I'm asking is, please give me a piece of what You know is right and good for me as well. And the other interesting thing here is, وَاجْعَلْ لِي نَصِيبًا, give me at least a bit. How much? All of it. Here is just asking for a nasib, some portion. In other words, maybe it's alluding to the fact that I may not be worthy of anything, but give me at least a bit of it. It's too much to ask for all of it. I don't have the capacity, maybe even to receive a bit of that, but please give me the capacity to have at least a bit of all the good that's coming down in this blessed month. And we end the dua by saying, بِجُودِكَ يَا أَجْوَدَ الْأَجْوَدِينَ. Generosity is the meaning of jood. Okay, someone who gives, very generous. They give whether the person deserves or they don't deserve. And also, the portions that they give are a lot more than, well, in material, in our material world, a person would be considered jawad, that gives a lot more than what the person needs. So the person may be deserving a certain amount, maybe, and they can take a certain amount, but jawad would be someone that is giving, even if the person doesn't deserve, and a lot more than what they need. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only jawad, He is ya ajwad al ajwadin. Anyone that is, or the ones that are most jawad, most generous, you are most generous amongst all of those. It's all emphasizing on and reminding us of, when we're asking this, to prepare us to receive that blessing. We're reminding ourselves of the idea that God has the power, has the might, has the ability to give, even if I currently am not worthy of it. I shouldn't look at myself that I'm not worthy and I don't deserve any of this, but I should remind myself that God is generous and He can give. With that hope, I can prepare my heart to receive that blessing, and we ask Him by the right of the Ma'sumeen that He gives us what the Imams have taught us to ask in this dua, inshallah.